From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Obesity is becoming a major health problem in the developing world. A new report says that over the last three decades, diets in low- and middle-income countries have changed significantly. Now, almost a billion people in the developing world are overweight. More from NPR's Jason Beaubien.
As a result of globalization, high-calorie, cheap snack food is now readily available almost everywhere. Take Mexico, for instance, which Steve Wiggins, one of the authors of the report, calls a poster child for the global obesity problem.
Even in a Mexican village, if you walk into a Mexican village store, you'll be confronted with lots and lots of tasty offerings of potato chips and nice cookies with lots of fat and sugar in them and lots of, you know, sweetened carbonated drinks, all kinds of stuff which is terrific in small quantities, but not if you start eating it in large quantities.
In 1980, less than 40% of Mexican women were overweight. By 2008, almost 70% were. This is according to a new report from the Overseas Development Institute in London. It found that more than a third of all adults on the planet are now overweight, compared to fewer than 23% in 1980. And the number of obese individuals in the developing world now far overshadows the number in rich nations.
As countries go from being low income to middle income and heading towards being high income, people earn more, they can eat the foods that they find tasty.
In some Pacific Island nations, more than 90% of adults are now considered overweight. Obesity is also becoming a major problem among upwardly mobile Africans, and it's affecting people in the Arab world.
Some parts of the Middle East, such as Egypt, are now running extremely high rates of overweight and obese people. And it's something like 3 out of every 4 adult female Egyptian women, are now overweight or obese.
The report notes that excessive consumption of fat, salt, and sugar are significant contributory factors to some cancers, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. Overeating poses huge challenges to countries that already had weak or overburdened health systems. It's costly to these emerging economies in that it drives up healthcare expenses while driving down productivity. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.